News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Cyclone Nisarga will make landfall along the Maharashtra coast on Wednesday, with wind speed ranging up to 100 to 110 km per hour, gusting to 120 km per hour, besides heavy rainfall and storm surges of 1 to 2 meters in Mumbai and other coastal areas of the state, said the Home Ministry in a statement on Tuesday. The storm is likely to impact Mumbai, Thane and other coastal districts like Raigarh and Palghar, along with Valsar, Navsari, Surat, Bhavnagar and Bharuch districts of Gujarat and the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Ahead of the expected landfall, Mumbai and its metropolitan areas received rainfall since evening on Tuesday, which intensified later in the night. The India Meteorological Department earlier in the day said the cyclone is very likely to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm over the next 12 hours and cross Maharashtra and South Gujarat coast on Wednesday afternoon. It has predicted moderate rainfall in most parts of the metropolis and heavy to very heavy rainfall in isolated places over the next 24 hours. Preparations for the impending cyclone were discussed at a meeting of the National Crisis Management Committee headed by Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba, said the statement from the ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the chief ministers of Maharashtra and Gujarat and assured them of all help from the centre. He also spoke with the administrator of Daman and Diu, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Praful K. Patel, said a statement from the Prime Minister's office. In a televised address, Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray said it was likely to be more severe than cyclonic storms in the past and asked people to stay alert. The NDRF has deployed 40 teams in Maharashtra, Gujarat and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Additional teams are also being airlifted. Rescue and relief teams of the Indian Army and the Indian Navy, along with ships and aircraft of the Indian Navy and the Indian Air Force, have been put on standby. Ships of the Indian Coast Guard are already engaged in rescuing fishermen at sea. In Gujarat, the administration has started evacuating over 78,000 people from four districts close to the coastline, officials said on Tuesday. 13 teams of the NDRF and six of the State Disaster Response Force have been deployed at different locations, said Relief Commissioner Harshad Patel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a senior congressional leader have reprimanded China for bullying behavior towards India during a military standoff on the disputed border. Thousands of Indian and Chinese troops have faced each other for weeks at three or four locations in the western Himalayas after Beijing's forces intruded into Indian territory, according to Indian security officials and local media. China denies it breached the line of actual control, as the 3,488-kilometer de facto border is known, and says there is stability in the area near the Galwan River and Pangong So Lake in the remote snow deserts of India's Ladakh region. In comments released by the State Department, Pompeo told the American Enterprise Institute think tank that China's moving of troops to the line of control echoed similarly heavy-handed behavior over South China Sea and Hong Kong. These are the kinds of actions that authoritarian regimes take, he said. The chairman of the U.S. House Committee on Foreign Affairs, Elliot Engel, said China should respect norms and use diplomacy to settle the border issue with India. I'm extremely concerned by the ongoing Chinese aggression along the line of actual control, he said. China is demonstrating once again that it is willing to bully its neighbors rather than resolve conflicts according to international law, he added in a statement on Monday. A pregnant wild elephant in Kerala's Silent Valley Forest fell victim to an act of human cruelty after a pineapple filled with powerful crackers offered by a man exploded in her mouth when she chomped on it, a senior forest officer said on Tuesday. Her jaw was broken and she was unable to eat after she chewed the pineapple and it exploded in her mouth. It is certain that she was offered the pineapple filled with crackers to eliminate her, said Principal Chief Conservator of Forests and Chief Wildlife Warden Surendra Kumar. The incident was reported from the fringe areas of the Silent Valley in Attappady. Surendra Kumar said the elephant died at Velliyar River in Malappuram district on May 27. He said the post-mortem revealed that the pachyderm was pregnant. "I have directed the forest officials to nab the culprit. We will punish him for hunting the elephant," he said. The issue of the pachyderm's tragic death came to light after Mohan Krishnan, a forest officer, posted an emotional note on his Facebook page narrating the death of the elephant in the waters of the Velliyar River. "When we saw her, she was standing in the river with her head dipped in the water. She had a sixth sense that she was going to die. She took the Jal Samadhi in the river in a standing position," Krishnan, who was deputed to bring the elephant back to the shore, wrote. He also posted the photo of the elephant standing in the river water. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday turned up the pressure on governors to quell the violence set off by the death of George Floyd, demanding New York call up the National Guard to stop the lowlifes and losers. As more demonstrations began taking shape around the country and cities including Washington girded for another round of scattered violence after dark, the president amplified his hardline calls of a day earlier, in which he threatened to send in the military to restore order if governors didn't do it. "NYC, call up the National Guard," he tweeted. "The lowlifes and losers are ripping you apart. Act fast. Don't make the same horrible and deadly mistake you made with the nursing homes." One day after a crackdown on peaceful protesters near the White House, thousands of demonstrators marched a block away from the presidential mansion, facing law enforcement personnel standing across a black chain-link fence. The fence had been put up overnight to block access to Lafayette Park, just across the street from the White House. "Last night pushed me way over the edge," said Jessica DiMeo, 40, of Washington, who attended a protest on Tuesday for the first time. "Being here is better than being at home feeling helpless," she said. Protests were also held in Houston, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Orlando, Florida, where more than 1,000 people gathered in the afternoon to decry the killings of black people. "This has to change," said 39-year-old Essexia Batiste, an out-of-work massage therapist in Orlando. "Something has to give. We are done. This is the beginning of the end of something. It has to be." In New York, Midtown Manhattan was pocked with battered storefronts. Macy's flagship store was among those hit after crowds of people smashed windows and looted stores on Monday as they swept through the area. A police sergeant was hospitalized after being hit by a car in the Bronx, where people walked on Tuesday between ransacked buildings and a burnt-out car on the Grand Concourse, a commercial thoroughfare. Police made nearly 700 arrests. Mayor Bill de Blasio extended an 8 p.m. curfew all week. "We are going to have a tough few days," he warned, but added, "we are going to beat it back." This much we knew. Some 66 million years ago, an asteroid roughly twice the diameter of Paris crashed into Earth, wiping out all land-dwelling dinosaurs and 75% of life on the planet. What remained a mystery was whether it was a direct hit or more of a glancing blow and which would be more destructive. As it turns out, according to a study published on Tuesday in Nature Communications, the giant space rock struck at the deadliest possible angle, 60 degrees. The cataclysmic impact kicked up enough debris and gases into the upper atmosphere to radically change the climate, dooming T-Rex and everything it ever hunted to extinction. Analyzing the structure of the 200-kilometer-wide crater in southern Mexico where the asteroid hit, scientists ran a series of simulations. Lead author Gareth Collins of Imperial College London and colleagues at the University of Freiburg and the University of Texas at Austin looked at four possible impact angles, 90, 60, 45, and 30 degrees, and two impact speeds, 12 and 20 kilometers per second. The best fit with the data from the crater was a 60-degree strike. 60 degrees is a more lethal impact angle because it ejects a larger amount of material fast enough to engulf the planet, Collins told AFP. The Chicxulub impact triggered a mass extinction because it ejected huge quantities of dust and gas out of the crater fast enough to disperse around the globe. Had the asteroid hit head-on or at a more oblique angle, not as much debris would have been thrown up into the atmosphere, he added. Large amounts of sulfur in the form of tiny particles that remained suspended in the air blocked the sun, cooling the climate by several degrees Celsius. Smoke, ash, and debris engulfed the atmosphere, eventually destroying most plants and wiping out 75% of species on Earth. Chicxulub is also thought to have triggered an earthquake whose seismic waves reached Tanis, the fossil site 3,000 kilometers away in North Dakota, where definitive evidence of the asteroid's devastating impact was uncovered in just 13 minutes. The seismic shock triggered a torrent of water and debris from an arm of an inland sea known as the Western Interior Seaway. Thus far, scientists have only been able to study the early stages of the impact. The researchers combed through geological data gathered during a recent dig to better understand how the cataclysm unfolded. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.